Arsenal's 2-0 win over Brighton in the Carabao Cup was about direction. The Gunners booked their spot in the quarterfinals with goals from Ethan Nwaneri and Bukayo Saka, but the real story featured trust, timing, and the subtle evolution of Mikel Arteta's Arsenal. For all the noise around titles and trophies, what's brewing at London Colney is a cultural revolution. Arteta took risks. 10 changes to the starting lineup, including 15-year-old Max Dowman and the ever-promising Nwaneri. That signals a club unafraid to test its roots while chasing its fruits. Both goals came from the academy graduates, Saka, the senior statesman of Arsenal's youth movement, and Nwaneri, still too young to drive himself to training. One, the poster boy for what Hale End produces, the other, proof that the factory still hums. Arsenal are reminding the football world that their best investment isn't always in the market, but in their own backyard. Managers often rotate to survive the calendar. Arteta rotated to test the future. Brighton were no walkover. They pressed, probed, and forced mistakes, but Arsenal's response showed calmness. The kids didn't panic. The veterans didn't disengage. When your fringe players mirror your philosophy under pressure, you've built more than a team. You've built a belief system. Letting teenagers start in knockout football builds loyalty, hunger, and resilience. When those players return to the bench, they carry confidence. That's how you maintain a dressing room that runs on merit. Winning the Carabao Cup won't define Arsenal's season, but it might define their depth. Every successful team needs moments where the next man up delivers. This was one of them. It keeps momentum alive, gives players breathers, and ensures the standards don't dip even when the stakes do. But there's a caution here. The balance between nurturing and overexposing youth is delicate. The quarterfinals will bring tougher opposition, sharper attacks, and higher pressure. But Arsenal won't blink. Believe that. They're gassing us up again, oh. You can feel it. The pundits' praise, the fans' euphoria, the whispers of destiny floating around the Emirates.
This season, I think it's Arsenal's. It's Arsenal's to lose. It's Arsenal's to lose. If Mikel Arteta and Arsenal don't win the Premier League, the squad, the depth that they have is frightening. They have the best squad, not just in the Premier League, not just in England. In world football right now, I bet you there's no better squad. Depth, squad, then Arsenal. Name one.
I beg. Let's pause. Breathe. Because behind the yarns lies a trap, one that Arsenal knows all too well. The seduction of hype. The applause that turns into pressure. The headlines that become hallucinations. One bad week, one dodgy call, one lapse in focus, and suddenly, the same voices that crowned you start questioning your pedigree.
Mentally, I think they're very, very weak. Arsenal, I think mentally, they're weak side. And if you can be able to bully them and be aggressive on Arsenal.
This team, this iteration of Arsenal was built on patience. Mikel Arteta didn't sculpt a title contender overnight. He reshaped a culture. We went from chaos to clarity, from entitlement to effort, from flair to fight. And that process, painful, deliberate, necessary, cannot be undone by the noise we're hearing. Now, every time we start believing the league is already ours, we lose the edge that got us here. Hunger sharpens you. Hype dulls you. So let City keep their smirk. Let Liverpool romanticize their resurgence. Let Spurs and Chelsea chase validation. Arsenal's real job this season is not to win the league, but to earn the right to be in that conversation every year. To normalize excellence, not sensationalize it. Because true champions don't chase hype, they outlast it. So yes, they are gassing us. Let them. Smile, nod, play, focus. Because when May comes, the only talk that matters, not the one with their right for the table. You can hit Arsenal now, but you can't deny the art. Every era in football gives birth to a protagonist, one club that becomes both a canvas and a mirror for the game's emotional extremes. For the 2020s, that club is Arsenal. Once mocked as the perennial nearly men, they become a symbol of persistence dressed in style, a team that dares to be beautiful in a world that rewards brutality. Hit Me Now, Nas's 1999 anthem, was about surviving the snare. It was a declaration of self-worth in a culture addicted to doubt. Arsenal have lived the same verse in shin guards and boots. They've heard every insult, soft, naive, and unserious, lacking what's that word again?
Cojones, I think the word is. Yeah.
A bit of.
But they kept it moving. When the banter era painted them as a punchline, they built in resilience. This is not the Arsenal of invincible nostalgia. This is something more vulnerable, more human. Arteta's project is less about perfection and more about identity, about crafting a side that wins without losing its soul. The swagger is back, but it's earned. The kids who grew up defending Wenger in group charts now watch Saka, Martinelli and Odegaard express the same philosophy, emotion. Now, to hate Arsenal today is to confess your discomfort with their audacity. Their refusal to conform to the cynicism of modern football makes them a target. Like Nas on that throne, they've decided not to shrink to make the critics comfortable. You wanna hate that hater? What can we do but keep winning? Funny, we was just like you. We had to hustle hard, never give up until we made it. Now you're saying that's a clever set piece, nothing to play with. Hate on us, we blue, but not the same old team. People want us when you're on top. There's envy. Took the boys out of losing, but you're doubting us. Saying we love to lose, but can't get it out of us. Take that. All of that, take it. Up, Gunners!